This is the poster session, jot a memo, recall a tweet, recorded by Steve Kelly for the NEAER conference. My email address is skelley@theiris.org. Jot, recall, and Twitter are all services that may be integrated with a voice telephone, cell or landline, and a computer. After the initial setup, they do not require the use of a computer, so they may offer some simple, practical applications to non-computer users. All three services use text-to-speech technology that converts a voice message into text. Twitter is a free service. Recall, R-E-Q-A-L-L, has a free basic service, and Jot offers basic service for $3.95 a month. So all three are affordable and incorporate toll-free numbers to have voice messages. Here's some basic information for each. Jot, J-O-T-T. Website, http://jott.com. Phone number, 866-JOTT123. $3.95 a month for basic service called Jot Assistant. 15 seconds of recording time per message. Recall, http://www.req.all.com. Phone number 1-888-9-REQALL. Free service for basic service. 30 seconds of recording time. Twitter, http://twitter.com. Voice service, http://www.tweetcall.com. Tweet call, phone number 877-893-3822. This offers free 140 character messages on Twitter. How can this be used practically? Recall Basic is my favorite, so let's use this as an example. The Recall toll-free number was put on speed dial for both my work and personal cell phones. When I wish to record a 30-second note or message, I call Recall and follow the voice prompts to add my message. Once added, I may add another message or hang up. The voice message is transcribed and forwarded as text to my email address and includes a link to hear the original audio voice message. I have used Recall to record notes after a client visit, record an address and phone number, a passage from a book, anything. In addition to email, a transcribed message from Recall may be reviewed at the Recall website after logging in. Users have the option to read messages as an RSS feed, listen to the message as an audio recording, or sort the messages by date or topic. Messages may also be played back over the phone using voice commands to move back and forth between messages. To read the message transcribed on the NEAER RSS feed created for this presentation, click here. NEAER RSS feed, here's the URL, https://www.req.all.com/user/4EZBB8AF8CFAD67E73EB75 1B539A7F1E0 4BFF75. Twitter, http://twitter.com/NEAERTECH. Other practical applications might include an address book, telephone numbers, brief directions, recipes, etc., because messages may be played back over the phone. Recall on speed dial can make a very accessible way for clients to keep important information, quote, with them, unquote. Twitter allows users to tweet a message to their Twitter account of up to 140 characters. This may be done using a voice telephone. The Twitter account is free to set up at http://twitter.com. Users may use third-party services such as TweetCall, http://www.tweetcall.com, or Jot to have a brief voice message transcribed and posted, remember, 140 characters or less. For an example of tweets made by phone, check out the Twitter account set up for this poster session at http://twitter.com/NEAERTECH.com. You may notice when reading the tweets that there are times when the voice recognition posts something that may be difficult to understand. For example, the phone number for recall was transcribed as 889-REQALL, or my name spelled as KELLY rather than KELLEY. You will also find this sort of thing with the recall transcription sent to email or RSS feeds. Like recall, Twitter is free and could be used to compile short bits of information such as phone numbers, addresses, quick notes, etc. TweetCall is a speed dial number on my personal phone, and when I see something appropriate to post to Twitter, I make a quick call. To review messages posted to Twitter by voice telephone requires a third-party service like Jot, and is not nearly as simple as recall for non-computer users. Twitter is ideal for computer users who need the ability to record a quick message to be reviewed later via the computer. Keep in mind, Twitter is really a, quote, social networking, unquote, application. So information on Twitter is meant to be shared and found on the internet. Putting private or personal information on Twitter may not be safe. Jot. Like recall, Jot takes a voice message and transcribes it to an email that can be sent to you, accessed on the Jot website, or read from an RSS feed. Basic service for Jot is $3.95 a month for the Jot Assistant service, and includes many features not available on the recall free service. At the basic level, however, users are limited to 15-second messages, half what is available on the recall account. This can be a significant difference if users intend to have detailed notes. Jot has some really great features for $3.95 a month. For example, users may subscribe to RSS feeds such as American Printing House's Fred's Head at http://www.fredshead.info. Listen to their email, make a short post to Twitter, a blog, or Yahoo group, make a calendar or task entry to Outlook or Google Calendars, and more. Remember, this is all accomplished through voice commands on the telephone. Many of these features have clear applications for professionals and computer users, and some may have applications for non-computer users as well. For example, once Jot is set up, a client might have access to a variety of feeds about local events, specific hobbies or interests that they might not have access to otherwise. In summary, all three services, Jot, Recall, and Twitter, use speech-to-text technology to convert voice messages left by phone to text messages. Both Jot and Recall allow a user to access these messages using a toll-free number or through various ways on the computer. Email, RSS feed, or the service's website. With some creativity, each service may be used to increase access to information using the voice telephone. I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. My name is Steve Kelly. My email address is skelley@theiris.org. The website for the IRIS is www.theiris.org. Thank you. Six, five, four, three, two, one.
You want to add, share, or recall?
Add. Welcome to Steve Kelly's poster session at NEAER Conference. This poster session is on Jot a Memo, Recall a Tweet.
Got it. Add, share, or recall?
Recall.
Which list do you want to recall? Say, today, overdue, soon, later, or shopping list?
Today.
You have one item on your list for today.
Welcome to Steve Kelly's poster session at NEAER Conference. This poster session is on Jot a Memo, Recall a Tweet.
Add, share, or recall?